Welcome to the New and Living Way Church Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
We'll be continuing our lesson on prayers. So today's topic is the prayer of intercession. This mic is sounding so mad. Hallelujah. So today's topic is the prayer of intercession. I'm sure we've been blessed from, you know, the lessons we've been taking on prayers, and we've also been praying as the Lord would have us pray. You know, I remembered one of the emphases when we started this lesson was how that our father, that's Pastor Emeka Iwuchukwu and Mommy Lillian, and also our daddy in the house, Pastor Lydia and Pastor Rose, would like us to, you know, cultivate the attitude of praying, not just congregationally now, but individually. Your prayer altar should be on fire. We should not see that there is a dimness in that aspect. So it should become a lifestyle. And we now began to major on the different kinds of prayer. We looked at the prayer of faith. We looked at the prayer of supplication. Today we'll be looking at the prayer of intercession. Last week, prayer of supplication, we mentioned that it's an heartfelt prayer. You know, you are carrying a burden and you are pouring it to the ears of the Lord. And I gave an example of a picture that I saw of a tear, and the person just wrote, "Dear God." You know, it's an heartfelt, you know, you might not have the strength to pray in tongues. How many of us have been in a situation where tongues is not just flowing? The tongue is not tonguing. And you are just crying. And the people are like, "What are you crying? You know, you cannot understand." They cannot understand, but God can understand you. And you know, that's what prayer of supplication entails. Pouring your heart, your burden. So prayer of supplication is usually done with a burden in the heart. You just pour it out to the Lord. And He's ever ready to hear those prayers. Hallelujah. So our memory track, we learned that prayer of supplication is a so deep and heartfelt prayers from the heart of the saint to the ears and the heart of God. Good morning to my husband. It's good to do life with you. Hallelujah. Sincerity. So these are the things that, you know, the prayer of supplication should entail. First of all, your sincerity, a good understanding of God's word, and coming on the ground of mercy, not your own righteousness, are critical keys to effective supplication. We also saw that praying with our new creature spirit is one of the most potent kind of prayer in the New Testament. And we also looked at the praying with your human spirit. Hallelujah. Praying in the spirit can be employed in almost all other types of prayers, and it's a gateway in the realm of the spirit and Christ. Hallelujah. I remember Pastor Nee also saying that when he came up to summarize, he was saying how that, you know, sometimes you question the fact that a particular prayer point is being led, and, you know, the next thing, everybody just comes and you are praying in tongues. And the question is, how are you actually praying that prayer point? You know, and he mentioned that you are praying because you are praying in the spirit, you are praying what is exactly in the heart of the Lord. And he said that many times, you know, that your prayer is being heard when, normally when you pray, you are praying with a burden in the heart. And he said, you know, once that burden lifts, you know that, or once the burden, you know, there are times that you pray, you just start laughing, or you just start giving thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you just know that, you know, you've prayed to the point where you've hit a rubrical, you've hit a gosha, you've hit the place where you can now start giving thanks to God. There are times that you pray and you are praying and you don't find any release. There is no waning off of that burden. You keep praying it. You don't just let it slide away. It might not be that particular instant, but subsequently you keep putting it, petition, keep putting it to the ears of the Lord that, God, you've not said anything concerning this. You know, and you keep pouring that to Him until you see that the burden lifts. Sometimes you just find a rest. You just know that, don't just leave it. You know, that is an answer. When the Lord comes and says, just leave it. You know, it's an answer to a prayer. Sometimes whatever you are praying, God might would come to fulfillment. Do you understand? So That was part of the things that, you know, was explained last week. And we also talked about, you know, praying in the Spirit, how that is the most effective form of prayer. Meaning that you can pray in the Spirit and pray all other types of prayer by praying in the Spirit. Meaning that you can have prayer of faith even by speaking in the Holy Ghost. You can pray prayer of supplication by praying in the Holy Ghost. Do we get? Even the topic we are looking at today, to the prayer of intercession. So prayer of Spirit is not limited to when I'm praying in Spirit, it's only the prayer of faith that I'm praying, no. Or it's only the prayer of intercession I'm praying, no. It's something that can be applied to all other types of prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll be looking at the prayer of intercession. Let's open our Bible to Jeremiah 7:16. Jeremiah 7:16. Therefore, pray not thou for these people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Then open to Jeremiah 27:18. But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Lastly, Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make it intercessions for them. The prayer of intercession are constructively made and framed prayers by a saint whose soul is established in a level of God's word, and from that understanding and advantage stand in the gap for to intercede for another or others before God. The prayer of intercession are one of the most powerful and effective kind of prayer in the Old Testament and much more in the New Testament. Hallelujah. So yeah, we see that, you know, the prayer of intercession is when a saint or a believer is standing in gap for another. It can be for a person, it can be for a group of people, it can be for more than one person, but you are standing in the gap. Hallelujah. And it's also an heartfelt prayer. I remember listening to a Charity Pavilion, and I don't know if it was Pastor Kwe that mentioned that, and you know, the person was saying that if you are supplicating for issues concerning yourself, you know how woman can yolara. Ha, uluwa o. Ma jeki, kiriko, kiriko. You know, there is a burden you are carrying, you know, to pray or to supplicate, even concerning matters relating to yourselves. So for this prayer of intercession too, we are supposed to have that same burden to pray for others. In situations or in cases where we are praying, you know, in congregation, and we are saying, we pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. You know, there's a zeal that you pray that prayer. When you say, there is a sister that just had it, and we are trusting the Lord for you. First question, who is the sister? Who is you? At that point, the body is not there, because somewhere you don't know. But if it's somebody that, God forbid, let's say maybe it's somebody's sister. Hey, the way you pray that prayer, because you don't want anything to happen to your blood sister, your blood sister in quotes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there is a body that comes with that kind, because you know the person you know. But this prayer of intercession is actually supposed to be prayed with a body for others too. It's not supposed to be less. The body is not supposed to be lesser than what you had when you are praying the prayer of supplication. Hallelujah. So it's constructively made and, you know, framed prayer by a saint whose soul is established in God's word. So whatever level of word that you have gotten, you can stand and pray in that place for a saint, for a believer, for people, for a nation. You can intercede. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So major things to know and note about the prayer of supplication. Number one. all prayers of intercession are directed to God, who in this case sits in the capacity of a judge to adjudicate justice and judgment in the matters brought before him in the place of prayer as the God judge. Praise the Lord. We are going to read that scriptural reference, Genesis 18, 23 to 26. This was when Abraham was praying for Sodom. You know, when God wanted to kill all the inhabitants of that city. And Abraham stood. He interceded for that nation. Hallelujah. He stood in the place. And yeah, he said all prayers of intercession are directed to God. Why are you directing those prayers to God? Because our Lord Jesus is standing. He says he ever liveth to make intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be altered. Meaning that Jesus is taking a place. He's standing as a middleman between you and God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, all this, there are some Yoruba prayers that are coming to my mind. Mosadio Jesu. You know, you say Mosadio, you are running to him because he's the one that can help you. He's the one that is standing in between you and God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So at that point, you are praying to the God who is the judge of all. Let's open to that Genesis. Genesis 18, and I'm opening backward. Genesis 18:23-26. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous shall be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the places for their sake. Hallelujah. So we see here, when Abraham was talking to God, and you know, he was pleading with God that, okay, what if you find 50 righteous men? Would you still kill everybody? Because, you know, but there are some 50 people here. And, you know, and he was pouring that petition to the Lord. And the Lord said, okay, if I find, I would actually spare, you know, others, the wicked too. You know, praise the Lord. He would spare. He said, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. So he will spare all the place. He will not destroy the city because of those people. And this would not have been possible if Abraham did not bring that petition. So many times, somebody that, you know, is standing in the prayer of intercession, you are pleading a cause. You are pleading for a cause with God. You are asking him, who is the judge of all? He knows he's the just judge. Abi, he's the just judge. He's the one that knows what is righteous. No, he says, the seasons are in his hands. He's the one that knows everything. I am listening to Papa Egg. He said there's time and season. There's time and season. Just for example, every soul, everybody has an allocation. The time you will leave this earth, the time that you will die, the time that you will get married, you know, it is written. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when you are coming to the prayer of, imagine somebody that is sick, you are coming and you are praying the prayer of intercession that this soul should not die. We see it even in Papa Egin. When the wife had goiter, that she was very sick, she was near unto death. In fact, they said it was appointed for her to live at that time. But Kenneth Egin stood and prayed and trusted the Lord to turn the hands of time. And by his mercy, that's why I say God is the God, he's the judge of all. He's the one that knows times and seasons are in his hand. And because of that prayer, he was able to change the time and Oretta Egin lived. She didn't die. Hallelujah. We've seen many instances, even in our midst. We've seen our daddy, Pastor Emeka. We've seen our pastor, Pastor Rose, and, you know, Pastor Lady, how you will stand and you trust the Lord to change, you know, the seasons of probably, you know, and the Lord would hear. He would bring answers to such prayers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, Numbers 14:9-21. We are reading all this so that we will see that it's in the Bible. It's not something that you just wrote in the manual. It's scripture. It's there. So Numbers 14:19-20, 9-21. Only rebel, verse 14, okay. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people for the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord departed in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? And how long would it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed unto them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of them a greater nation and mightier than they. Yeah, this is God speaking. He was talking to Moses, the things I was going to do to the people. And Moses said unto the Lord, yeah, he's already begging for a plea. He said, and Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for they brought up these people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among these people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all these people as one man, then the nation which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of the Lord, and now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and his great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. Praise God. You know, this scripture is very funny because, please, can you help me? It's re-echoing. You know, Jesus was, God was about to pass a judgment upon the children of Israel. And yeah, Moses now had to remind God that, see, everybody has heard of the wonderful things that you did for them. You sent pillar by cloud, cloud by day. You did this, passed them through the, sea, you know, all of that. Then all of a sudden, you now want to kill them. What would they say about it? So it was bringing that prayer from a level of understanding. Praise the Lord. And many times, prayers of intercession is usually very effective when you are coming from the aspect of understanding. You are petitioning God based on what he only can do and what he has promised. He said, let's continue. He said, and the Lord is long-suffering, which is an attribute of the Lord. But God cannot deny that he's long-suffering. And of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, that by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. 19, pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of these people. You know, it's just like when you are trying to pray somebody, for women, imagine probably you want to get something from your husband. Say, olowori mi, oko mi. What is going on? Eh? The love of you now do a very nice pepper soup with catfish, he puts bokoto. The next question also we ask is, what do you want? This one that you are doing all these things. We are that same thing, you know, Moses did to God. He said, you are the one that, you know, you forgive its iniquities. You are long suffering. You know, he's bringing a petition before the Lord. You are pointing it. You are unsa. You are same way too. That's the way we should actually approach the Lord. You will keep, you know, pointing all those citations. In fact, this thing is a principle, even in the other kingdom. Same thing, Thomas, I'm sorry, why am I speaking Yoruba today? Praise God. You know, the same thing. If I don't know all those our Nigerian movies, when you watch it, they say, po, 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 po. The lion of the shekiri kokiriko, you know, they are praising a god. Before they will now come and put coin, they will put their coin. That's the reason why we are bringing this end, why we are bringing this sacrifice to the God. They say, because we want you to bring down thunder upon the Amolika family. Sorry, it's too much Yoruba. Yoruba and Hollywood. You know, but before they actually do or bring the prayers that they want, before they say what they actually want that God to do, they would have praised him. They would have, some of them, they would dance. They would dance before the oracle. They would do same way to our God. Moses, see all the things he said. Then he now pleaded, "Pardon, I beseech the iniquity of these people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou art forgiven these people from Egypt, even until now, you forgave them in Egypt. You've done all these wonderful things. Now, the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word." Is that not so refreshing? Then, "but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracle, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now, then 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto thy fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it." Praise the Lord. So yeah, we see how, you know, true petition. Okay. So we see here how that, you know, through petition, through intercession, he was able to change the course of these people. Even if they still had many other things that, you know, they did, but somewhere, somebody stood in the gap. Can we say somebody stood in the gap? Somebody stood in the gap. So this is one thing we should note about prayer of supplication. All prayers of intercession are directed to God, who in this case will sit in the capacity of the judge, and to the matters brought before him in the place of prayer as the God of judge. So B, a proper knowledge of the word and the laws of God are not only prerequisites to do well in this kind of prayers. It also gives the person who is praying a good advantage to get answers. We saw it in the scripture we just read. You know, imagine Moses always mentioned, he was mentioning everything, all the things that God could do. You are righteous. You are long-suffering. You have great mercy, forgiving iniquity. You are already holding God to his word. You are already holding God to his character. You are holding God to what his virtue, what he has inside. You now say, you are of great mercy. You are forgiving iniquity. Then you now came, "Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of these people." God do not want to turn by what you have called him. Praise God. So having a proper understanding or proper knowledge of the word of God would make the prayer of intercession even more effective. Hallelujah. Because you are standing from the place of knowledge. You are standing from a place of what you know. Hallelujah. Many times you are standing on what you know and you are holding on to it. You are saying that. So it's a major prayer. It will even give you a greater advantage for answers to prayers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The next one is the prayer of intercession can only be prayed by a person who is standing in the gap for another. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the edge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I shall not destroy it, but I found not." Hallelujah. So we see here God talking, and he was saying that he sought for a man to stand in the gap, but he found not. So the prayer of intercession is something that is offered by a person on behalf of another person. You cannot pray the prayer of intercession for yourself. Praise the Lord. You cannot pray the prayer of intercession for yourself. You say, and you know, the reason why we are breaking all of these prayers down is so that we know the right way to pray. We mentioned in one of the lessons, we said that the reason why many of our prayers are not answered is because we are applying wrong principles. We are applying the principle of faith, you know, prayer of faith to the prayer of intercession. Hallelujah. And that's why, you know, we are taking time to break all of these prayers so that we know how to pray effectively. There are times, so it's not beyond the generic, okay, let's, not generic, now beyond the just praying in the spirit, hallelujah. We need to understand the different, so when you are praying in spirit, what are you praying about? What kind of prayer are you praying? Are you just, do you understand? If you are praying the prayer of faith, let's know that there needs to be a substance in your heart. Even if you are praying in the Holy Ghost, why you are praying in faith? Do you understand? If you are praying prayer of supplication, you are praying it with a burden in your heart, even if you are praying in the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? Same thing here too for intercession. You are praying the prayer of intercession. You are not praying for yourself. So imagine you coming and saying you want to intercede for yourself. It will not work. because you cannot intercede for yourself. And that's why, you know, many times, even in our midst, I know there was a time that he gave us, you know, prayer partners for house fellowship. They said you should have a prayer partner. You can pour out probably a burden concerning yourself to your prayer partner. The person can intercede on your behalf. Do you understand? So you cannot intercede for yourself. That's why you have brethren. That's why you have people. That's why you have a community. Praise the Lord, that will stand on your behalf and pray. Ah, at this time, my kiniko, you know, you can pour those burdens to someone and they stand on your behalf and pray for you. Hallelujah. So it's not, prayer of intercession can only be prayed by a person who is standing in the gap for another person. A Christian cannot intercede for themselves. All those people that say, me, I don't know how to ask for help. Oh. I don't know how to call somebody to give me kiniko. If you cannot ask, do you see? This place, you are dying to self here. Because you are not able to pray on behalf, you have to depend on somebody in the spirit. Do you understand? So you see that we are jointed. We cannot do this race alone. You cannot do it. You need your brother, you need your sister. And that's why you cannot intercede for yourself. Somebody will need to intercede for you concerning issues. Hallelujah. So a Christian can pray any other kind of prayers for themselves, but they cannot intercede for themselves, only for others. The last one, God as the judge always hears and answers the prayers of intercession if we adhere to the laws of this kind of prayers. 1 John 2. 1 John 2, 1 to 2. Oh, sorry. 1 John. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. For if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and is the propitiation of our sins, and not for us only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Isaiah 41, verse 21. Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 21. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. So God, as the God judge, always hears and answers the prayers of intercession if we adhere to the laws of this kind of prayers. You know, God standing as the judge of all is, imagine that Numbers that we read. Moses was talking about him, talking about all that he possessed, talking about all that he does, you know, saying how that he knows how to forgive iniquity, saying all of that. Then you are now putting a plea. That's the law. That's the law that binds him. Is a quality that he possesses. He forgives iniquity. Do you understand? He forgives iniquity. Is a law that is bind. What's the English now? English is failing me. Is a law that he possesses and he operates by. Hallelujah. So you are pouring that law that he operates to him. Then you are now saying, okay, well, do this. He cannot go against his law. He can't. Praise the Lord. So, for prayer of intercession, if you follow the laws or the principles binding it, you will definitely get an answer to such prayers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, all this, I'm not a lawyer, but the thing is playing in my head. I don't know how to put... I would have loved if we could paint the scenario of, you know, the courtroom, all the activities that goes on there. When the judge comes, everybody stands. Then we have the defendants, the prosecutor. We have those. One will stay here, one will stay here. The person that committed the offense, that's the defendant. Oh, yeah, help me. So, what I'm trying to explain is, we have two people. One is the person that is fighting a cause. The other person is the one that is trying to say that I'm innocent. Whatever the terminology is, you can ask him. They will stand there. Then, their lawyers will now stand. They will now start quoting subsection, section. They don't just come and say, no, let's have mercy. No, they are quoting a law. They are quoting with backups. Praise the Lord. They will tell you in the law of subsection, clinical subsection, it is that. Then the judge, okay, that is in the law, and he would carry out judgment based on what is in the law. Though the final resolution of everything still falls down to the judge. You see, some people will come with witnesses. They will say, no, I saw him, oh, I did not see him, oh, I did not see him, oh, I shaking him, come. That is also an evidence. That's a knowledge. Praise God. I don't know if you understand my scenario, but this is. If you don't understand what I just said, go and meet barrister Okpe. He will explain it to you better. But my point is, they are guided by the laws of the land. They have, for business, you see, business law. For criminal law, you see, criminal activity. So they have what they hold on to actually execute judgment. They don't just execute judgment based on their mind or based on what they feel. Or maybe somebody will just start crying. Ah, no, it's not like that. It's not like, it's not by cry. It's by what is in the law. And same thing. You know, God is binded. He can carry out answers based on the law of that kind of prayer. Hallelujah. So many times as God's people, we do not engage the prayer of intercession according to God's words and demand. Therefore, we get results less than our effort and investment of time, energy in the place of prayer. So many times we don't get answers to these prayers because we do not go by the laws of that prayer. And, you know, it makes our time and effort many times, you know. Then, okay, below are some other things to note about the prayer of intercession. One, the prayer of intercession can be prayed or engaged in by saints at every level of Christian growth. So prayer of intercession is something that can be prayed at. And it's not for... Yes, it's something that can be a... I want us to repeat it. The prayer of intercession can be prayed or engaged by saints at every level of Christian growth. This thing, it has made some people to make money. Money that you will not meet a prophet. You say he has intercessory ministry. He should stay on my course and be badgering for me and be praying for me. But you know that you can actually intercede at any level of growth that you are. Praise the Lord. You are seeing a situation that you need to intercede to pray for a person. You don't run and go and meet. It's something that every believer should be able to intercede. Of course, in a ministry or in a... There are people that the grace of intercession rests on. I'm not denying that fact. But you as a Christian, you should be able to intercede on behalf of people. Hallelujah. It's something that you should be able to pray all kinds of prayer. It says 1 Timothy verse 2. Let's open it. 1 Timothy 2. I exhort therefore, first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So, this was an instruction by Apostle Paul. And he was saying that I exhort that you should first of all pray all these kinds of prayers. Praise the Lord. So it's not limited to some particular people. It's just like, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes the reason why many people are not able to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost because they feel like it's only a particular sector of people. Maybe prophets, you know, apostles that are supposed to pray in the Holy Ghost. No. He says this sign shall follow them that believe. You know, you should be able to pray all these kinds of prayers. Hallelujah. At whatever level of growth you are. So whether you are a babe in Christ, that is someone that is new to, you know, to faith, you can intercede at the level, at your level, and God will hear you. Or you are hearing the doctrine of the milk, the meat, the strong meat of the word. They are all materials that a saint who is at such level of growth and natures can engage with to stand in the gap, praying the prayer of intercession. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, because we said, you know, you can pray the prayer of intercession at whatsoever level or growth you are. And because God knows your state, he will bring answers also to that prayer according to your level. Do we understand? So it's not something that we should just leave aside and say, ah, it's only Pastor Happy that can intercede, though. Eh? Bro Jerry, you can stand and intercede for saints. Do you understand? It's not limited to Pastor Kilanko alone. Do you understand? Which other person do I want to call? So every one of us, at whatsoever level of growth you are, you can actually pray at that level and God would hear you. Hallelujah. Can we say amen to that? Hallelujah. So Luke 1, let's also read another scripture. Luke 1, 5 to 11. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zechariah and cause of Eli, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while they had executed the priest's office before God, and the order of the course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar. Hallelujah. So yeah, we see that verse 10 says, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Hallelujah. So we see a cause. You see how they were praying. They were praying on behalf of Elizabeth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the second one, you say the Spirit of God makes intercession for us from our spiritual cradle days, baby days, to our manhood days, Christ. The Spirit of God makes intercession for us by praying for us from outside the tabernacle till we arrive in the holy place. We saw that in Romans. They said, you know, he ever liveth to make intercession for us, which that cannot be altered. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings that cannot be altered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for saints according to the will of God. And that we know that all things worketh together for good to them that love God, and to them that are called even according to his purpose. So yeah, the Spirit of God is continually, you know. And I remember Pastor Mika saying that one of the things that we should give thanks to God for beyond our prayer, we have somebody that is constantly interceding for us, because he wants us to come to an end. He wants us to come to the end of this journey. So he's forever. You can imagine the God, as in Jesus, standing as an advocate, making intercession to you before God. And he has already said it, that my Father heareth me when I pray. That there is a confidence. Morning, sir. There is a confidence that I'm even standing, because I know that Jesus is praying for me. Like, oh, show me. Praise God. He's interceding for us. And we've read it by our Papa John Wesley. He said that God is limited, but is limited if we don't pray. But somebody is standing there, day and night, offering intercessions that this girl, she will come. She will make it. She will get to the throne. Like, he's constantly interceding. And that's why we call him our advocate, our help. Our present help in times of need is there. He's putting our cause before the God of the earth, before the God of the church of the whole earth. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God makes intercessions for us from whatever stage we are. Whether you are still, in fact, many of you wonder that, how was I able to, you know, come to this part? Have you not asked that question? Was it because you were righteous? Because you were, there are people that are more righteous than you are. They are following all the ordinances and still they've not found, you know, grace. We are not trying to say this to mock, but it's for you to know that somebody is interceding for you, that he wants you to actually come close. He wants you to get to the throne. Hallelujah. Are we supposed to shout praise the Lord? Hallelujah. So Jesus, our Lord, who is the high priest upon the throne of God at the right hand, also makes intercession for every man stroke brethren. The intercession of the high priest is to raise sons of God. So this is the reason why he's interceding. He wants to raise sons of God. He wants you to come up. He wants you to be in his image. He wants you to be in his likeness. Jesus, our Lord, uses advantage of his status as a son of God upon the throne to make intercessions for us. Imagine you, he has that stature of the son of God, and he's now making intercession for you to also be like him. As in, you can imagine how potent the prayer will be. It's not just praying out of a stature that he doesn't have. He's praying from that state. And he's praying that, God, let this person come to the state that I, you know. That's a strong prayer. And he's come, he's backed up with grace, he's backed up with authority because he's wearing it. Hallelujah. So we see those scriptures, we've read them earlier. The truth is, without the intercessory prayers of both the Spirit of God and Jesus Christ our Lord upon the throne, no one can be saved. So without such prayers, nobody can be saved. The reason you are here, the reason why we are following this path is because somebody has been praying for you. Said, I want all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He's interceding. That's his cause. That's his plight every time, every day. As he's waking up, he's speaking. It's not like he's even sleeping in the first place. He's always awake. But he's pleading a cause for you to come. Hallelujah. So who is an intercessor? An intercessor is someone who is built by the word, who through precepts and doctrine have acquired the natures of the gospel, either a child, a man, or a father. 1 John 2:12 to 14. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. So yeah, we are seeing all the different categories of, you know, spiritual growth. We are seeing the young men, we are seeing father, we are seeing little children, you know, we are seeing all of that. So an intercessor is somebody that, you know, has been built. So whatsoever stage you are, you've been framed by the word of God. You can stand and pray for a cause on behalf of others or on behalf of a person. Hallelujah. So like we said earlier, an intercessor is not supposed to be a secluded ministry. That all they do in that ministry is just, we've just been interceding. We intercede. Let's just be praying. That's what God has called us to do. Mm-mm. There are people in a local assembly that have received grace to actually intercede. It's grace that comes. But even as believers, at whatsoever stage you are, you can intercede on behalf of a saint. You can intercede on behalf of people. Praise God. Do we understand that? And we see all these different cadres. Whether you're a child, you're a father, you're a young man, you know, you can intercede. Praise God. Having acquired any of this nature does not mean one automatically becomes an intercessor. A saint only becomes an intercessor if after acquiring nature of the gospel, only if after you acquire the nature of the gospel, one also prays. Really, God's plan is that every one of his children should be intercessors. Isaiah 56, 7. Isaiah 56 from verse 7. Even them will I bring to the holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For my own house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. For all people. So yeah, we see how that God wants his house to be an house of prayer. You know, you come, he said, you bring sacrifices, I will bring to the holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of prayer. Their burnt offering, their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my mountain, and my house shall be called the house of prayer. So it's one of the desires in the heart of the Lord is that, you know, all his children will come to the point where you can actually pray. Hallelujah. Where you can actually pray. Matthew 21:13. Matthew 21:13. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, for ye have made it a den of thieves. So this is another scripture showing that, you know, he wants all his children to pray. Every level of God's building ought to be a house of prayer. While we are excelling in being built up in the word and the nature of the gospel, let us not stop there. Let us continue to take up the responsibility to pray and to intercede. So as we are acquiring, you know, the word, we are learning the substances of the throne. We are learning about the word of righteousness. We are learning about everlasting life, learning about eternal life. It's not just the configuration, you know, in having a lot of knowledge or knowing the word alone, but we should also excel in praying. And that's why, you know, there's emphasis on this particular Sunday school topic, prayers. We have checked or we have looked about, we've checked all the different types of prayers. And the call now is for us to do well in those prayers. You pray well. You pray all manner of prayers. When it's time to pray about a course, you are trying to intercede for someone. You know, you are praying the prayer of intercession. You are praying to the God of all. You are praying with knowledge. You are praying with the laws binding, you know, situations. You are praying according to the law of that prayer. And you know that you will receive an answer. You are praying the prayer of supplication. You are praying a prayer with burden in your heart. You are praying the prayer of faith. You are praying substance. You are praying with substance. You are praying something that, you know, you just know that it is settled. So you are praying from a point of understanding. And that's why we are looking at all of this. So, yeah, we are looking at this, showing that it's our responsibility not just to hear the word alone, but to actually stand and pray and to intercede. So as an intercessor, is one who has a saved or redeemed nature at whatsoever level, and one who now stands in the gap on behalf of others before God from that place of advantage. We mentioned that, you know, in a local assembly, there are some people that carries that grace of intercession. Praise God. It's not like it's a grace to now open a particular ministry where people will now be coming from far and near to just come and be giving you petition to intercede on their behalf. But in a local assembly, you see people that, you know, that grace, you know, will rest on. And those people have, you know, they can stand in the gap of other people and with God and raise petitions, you know, and pray and pray and pray. And, you know, they just, we have those graces around us, so plenty of them. Plenty. There are some people that once you share your problem, they're already mentioning you in their altar, their God, you know. And those things, the Lord hears because they have been built by the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So an intercessor is one who is saved or has a redeemed nature at whatsoever level, who now stands in the gap for others before God from that place of advantage. That place of advantage is the grace that they have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the act of intercession. We've read, okay, let's open to Acts 12:5. Acts 12:5. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Yeah, we see when Peter was arrested, and, you know, the church rose up and they started praying, and they prayed and prayed until, you know, Peter was gate opened. We know all the story. Gate opened, he came out. Then by the time he knocked on the door, and they were, what's the name of that road? That just see, you know. But the church rose and they prayed. They interceded on behalf of Peter. Imagine if nobody was there to pray. Imagine if we just felt, well, it's not Peter. God will perform miracle, Jerry. He would have gone. And many times, the reason why, you know, many situations even happens is because we had not taken our place, you know, to intercede on behalf of people. You hear a case of probably somebody was arrested, kidnapped, and, you know, at that point, she said, hey, you now start looking for ransom. It's not the ransom that will save the person. First of all, you will start, of course, you might have to give a ransom, but you first of all stand in the place of prayer. See the scenario of Apostle Peter. If they had not prayed, he would have been a goner. He would have gone. And many times, you know, in church, the reason why some people probably die or leave before their time is because people actually do not take their place in the place of prayer to stand in gap for that person. Hallelujah. You know, I remembered I was listening to one of the prayer. No, I think I was just discussing with somebody like a Pastor Bastia. And he was talking. He was saying that, it was really paining him. He said, how this thing go happen when we don't know. We don't pray. We don't stand. I was just looking at him like, if you not stand, if you not pray, God, that if God wants it to happen. But it was later I understood that you can actually intercede on behalf of a soul. And God, that has already said this is the determinate counsel, that this is what I've written concerning this person, he can actually change. He can turn the hands of time. Do we know that? It's possible. He can turn it. He can turn it around just because you prayed. And we saw it in the Bible. We see when Moses prayed. We see it for Abraham too. He said, please, if we find 40 people, if we find 45, if we find 10, he prayed to the point where he even prayed for 10 people. Hallelujah. So sometimes many things happen. Why? Because, and this prayer of intercession, when we are praying the prayer of intercession, one of the things we must rid yourself of self. You must die to yourself. You are not praying for yourself. You are standing on behalf of somebody. You are praying that the will of the Lord be done. Hallelujah. And you are praying from that stand. You are trusting the Lord. You are not considering yourself. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with you. You are praying for a breakthrough for someone or for people or for a church, for a nation. They are killing you. Imagine then, it's still happening in the north. There are people that are dying anyhow. They are killing them anyhow. They are just losing their lives anyhow. And sometimes I'm sure I'm not staying in the north. How many of us have actually stood and said, let's even pray for the north? And you have your brothers and your sisters that are there. Imagine, if they say, go and say, you see your posting letter now. Kaduna, what would you do? I'm relocated, though. But you have brothers and sisters that are staying in that same north that you want to relocate from. Have you taken your time to stand and actually trust the Lord to help them? You hear how that they are killing them anyhow. They are killing people. In fact, even in JFM, when we go for Gombe, how many people are willing to actually go for Northern Believers Convention? You are planning that next time me, I will go there. I will go, and I will go by bus, so not by... when they told you that some people are going by bus, I said, I don't care if it. Praise God. Or somebody will send an invitation for you. Yeah, let's go to somebody's wedding. Is it the north? Is it the east? The idea is, flight. And you say, but many times, there are people that are actually staying in. I'm not saying this to, make light of what. It's just so that you would also try and say, our Lord Jesus is touch with the feelings of our infirmity. He can feel you too. For prayers of intercession, you are carrying it, but you can feel what a person is going through. Do you understand? You can feel it. So you are pouring out that cause to God because you know somehow you can relate to how the person is feeling. Do you understand? For the northern people, God, just have mercy on this. You see, there was one I saw different bones, and I'm like, and Jesus died for these people too. Somehow, probably because we've not even stayed, in the place of prayer to trust the Lord to help that location, that region. We just one day, when Boko Haram, when they come to the west, what do you want to do? You will not say, let's pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is well. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So intercession is always made. Intercession means making one case before God. This means that intercessions are not born out of coincidence. No, they are deliberate ploys of the intercessor before God. So intercession is something that is a deliberate effort. There are times that the Lord can just put in your heart that you should pray. I remember Pastor Emeka listening to last week's message. He was talking about the election, and he felt that somewhere it feels like we did not intercede enough, we did not offer sacrifice. And he was saying now that many times the church, Satan put it there just to put churches against each other. Everybody was fighting for their own cause, and love was not there, unity was not there. So we're not able to stand as one, to plead for God to actually stand in the gap for Nigeria. We see, he said in US, you see how different churches raising prayers, ensuring that the will of the Lord will be done concerning that nation. And see, wait till it happen. They are still fighting, but the church is still praying. The church is still praying. Even when the election, they try to do all manner of things, but the church is still praying. Imagine what happened to this man that just died. What happened? It raised people in different corners. They were still praying, raising prayers, intercessions. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. When we are saying that we should be selfless, we should not think about ourselves alone and all of that, the Lord would rest burdens of people on our hearts. We'll be able to stand in the gap on behalf of people in the name of Jesus. It will not just be something that would there's a way that somebody can tell you something and just say, sorry. But you don't feel it. Because it's not you. You are not in the person's shoe. So you don't, even you say, let's intercede, there's no burden, you are not touched. So you just pray, it's not an out, you are not touched. So you can't intercede well. But God will pour that grace upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Some wisdom to make intercession. One, pray from your level of growth, building and faith. We are not saying that, you know, you have to pray the kind of prayer that, you know, a father is praying to intercede. Pray from your growth. Pray from your growth level. And you keep building up. You keep building up your faith until you keep growing. Hallelujah. The second one is bring forth your strong reasons. Isaiah 41:22. You may need to sit down with scripture to seek out relevant and appropriate scriptures for to make your petitions before God. Yeah, we saw it in Numbers when Moses, you know, was talking to the Lord and he brought strong reasons. So sometimes, you know, we mentioned earlier that when you are praying prayers of intercession, it's an intentional act. You are not just walking into it. You are doing it intentionally because you want to pray on behalf of a situation. You can actually labor by checking scripture. What does scripture say? Probably about healing or, you know, yes, healing or rescuing one from probably an attack, you know, all those things. You sit now, you get scripture, you are reading it, you get the understanding, and you plead that cause to God. God, I saw this in your word. You said this, that. Can you just have mercy upon this person? Can you just, and you are pleading that cause from a point of knowledge. Hallelujah. You know, to be a Christian, it's not by happenstance. There are many things we need to be deliberate, even concerning your walk with God. You have to be intentional. You cannot enter the throne or you cannot get to God just by, oh, kasha ma shesha, musha lo church, musha kawe, musha monte piano, monte keyboard. Praise God. It's an intentional. So everything concerning our walk with God is intentional. You want to pray well. You have to be intentional about knowing how to pray well. Praise God. If you want to pray well, you have to be intentional about it. It's not just, it doesn't just stop by listening to Sunday school alone. It doesn't stop by listening to even Charity Pavilion alone. It doesn't stop by probably sharing your, you know, just talk to Pastor David and that's there. No. You go to your room, go to your, read scriptures, listen to messages, read your Bible. They've mentioned this. They said we should read the book of, you know, The Art of Prayers by Papa Egan. Pastor Lide even showed somebody. Imagine when we're answering questions. People are still asking some of the questions that we already answered. Go and read those books. They've mentioned it. They say, yeah, I'll read the book of Act of Prayers. We don't read it. Then you say you want to know how to pray. You will not know. If you know in the heart of your heart, you know the places you are lacking. You know where you don't have faith. You can build up your faith. You can build up your faith. It's the same way when you want to get a professional qualification. You go the extra mile to read. Same thing too. You want to get certain, you know, graces. You would go the extra mile. You will listen to messages. Listen to those preachers that are carrying that grace. Mommy Lillian is an embodiment of prayer. You will get close to Mommy Lillian. I'm not saying you should be going to our house. If you have if opportunity avails you to go to the house, go. You can listen to her message. You can listen to people that, you know, around her, that are surrounded by her. You watch them. You learn. Hallelujah. The grace will rest. So you must be intentional. Number three, learn how to watch and pray. Keep praying until you pray through. Acts 12:5. Pastor Nii mentioned that last week while rounding up. He said that how you would know that your prayers have been answered is when the burden lifts. Many times we are just very hasty. I've shall pray today. Have you prayed and prayed through? Has the burden lifted from your heart? If the burden is still there, still find grace to pray. You might not finish praying at that instant. As you are going, as you are walking on the road, you are still offering up supplication. You are still praying. You are still interceding. Hallelujah. So watch and pray. Can we say watch and pray? You pray until you pray through. In prayer of intercession, the rules is to stay praying until the judge grants our answers. See that Luke 18. He said that he had to answer that with the why? Because of her continual coming. Lest she weary me. Imagine somebody, you just wake up in the morning and you just find somebody in front of your door and the person is crying. The person is crying. Before, the person will knock on the door, you will not open. Next week, she will knock on the door, you will not open. You will open the door, you see, kilo day. You have been coming and coming and coming. What do you want? That's the next thing. Continual coming. You don't just stop once. You keep coming. Until there is a breakthrough.
Hallelujah. Until the judge answers you. And that's why many times we are not long suffering in that regard. We just put it once and we go. To intercede, you will keep coming and coming until you receive an answer from the judge of all, which is God. Hallelujah. We can read that scripture, Luke 18. Then lastly, other kind of prayers can be employed or incorporated into the prayers of intercession. For example, we can also pray the prayer of intercession through praying with our spirits. 1 Corinthians 14:14. 1 Corinthians 14, they say, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So you can pray the prayer of intercession even by praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer of supplication, agreement, congregational priority can be employed in the prayer of intercession. So when you are even interceding, you can also pray prayer of supplication. Praise God. You know, when I was talking, what came to mind? He said, supplication is what? It's an heartfelt prayer. You are now pouring out an heartfelt prayer to the Lord. Then imagine you interceding. Interceding, we say we are interceding is you are standing on behalf of someone. Imagine carrying a burden for someone and you are pouring it to the Lord. That's a combination of two prayers. Abby, it's a combination. Then you now add the prayer of faith with it that God would answer you. So you are praying like three prayers combined in one. And guess what? You can pray it. It's possible. How many of us have been blessed today? So we can apply all of the principles of the other kind. You can pray other prayers, even with prayer of intercession. And God is ready to hear you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Lord, hallelujah. Can we appreciate our teacher? That was so wholesome. It was so, so rich. I was thoroughly blessed, thoroughly washed. And I know that we've learned a lot, you know, today. Just to add a few things to, you know, the very complete teaching, you know, that the Lord brought forth through our teacher. One of the things that was emphasized is how that God is always seeking an intercessor. Can we say that? God is always looking for an intercessor. Why? Because God is a compassionate being. Hallelujah. One of the nature that must be worked in our hearts, if we are to be intercessors indeed, is that we must have compassion. Hallelujah. Our Lord Jesus, who is ever living to make intercession for us, one of the things they said concerning him is that he is the high priest who can have compassion on the ignorant. Hallelujah. So if compassion is not worked in our hearts, we will not be able to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. All the examples that, you know, our dear pastor shared, you know, looking at Abraham, for instance. God knew that Abraham was a compassionate being. And that's why, because God could have gone ahead to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But he said, can I do something and not tell my friend Abraham? What made them friends? It's because he had something similar to him. He knows Abraham is a compassionate being. And when he raised this with Abraham, Abraham began to intercede. He began to pray. Ha! Will you destroy? Because I know you. Because you are my friend, I know you. You will not destroy the wicked and the righteous. You know, and he was able to intercede. Hallelujah. It is possible that, you know, and if we don't have compassion, we can misuse opportunities that heaven gives us. Hallelujah. Because in that same situation, Abraham could have, you know, imagine God saying, oh, this is what is going to happen to Sodom. You know, you are my friend. I'm just saying I should tell you. It's not because of anything. I just said I should gist you. Abraham could have just said, well, you know, we know that things happen. I know that I warned Lot. I did. I tried all my best. You know, but look at the end of the matter. He's going to be destroyed. No, he had legitimate grounds to be angry. Because of what Lot did to him. He had valid reasons to say, well, Father, just go ahead and do what you have to do. I will trust that, you know, he will be in your kingdom, even though he perishes. Hallelujah. But no, he was compassionate and he prayed. Hallelujah. One of the things that we are seeing in our generation is that Compassion is being eroded. Many of the times, when you tell somebody, you are very, very sincere. You tell someone, please, I need prayer. The person will tell you, me too, I need prayers. The person, you hear people say, Gogo Allah, I need a draw. Instead of the person to ask you that, okay, what do you need me to pray for? You hear, Gogo Allah, even me too, I need prayer. And that's a selfishness that, you know, Satan is trying to push in the heart so that many people will not stand in the gap. And one of the things I want to say to us, you know, while I sat there and Pastor Ore was teaching, the Lord reminded me of something that had been impressed in my heart concerning intercession. The Lord said, there is no intercessor that has their own needs unmet. Hallelujah. There's no way you can stand in the gap and be praying for somebody and your own needs, God will not meet it. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 4, there was a woman who always saw Elijah pass by. And then she, you know, interceded with her husband that this man, we are always seeing him pass by. I perceive he's a prophet. Can we build a place by the gates so that when he's passing, he can just rest there and, you know, find somewhere to rest. And the husband did it. Are we together? But this woman had her own need. She didn't need to go and meet the prophet for anything. It was Elijah by himself that was sitting in that place that she built for him. And then she asked Gehazi, that this woman, what do you think we should do to her? Go and ask her. Should we speak to her, to the king concerning her? The woman said, I dwell amidst my own people. Hallelujah. But then, Elijah was particular. He said, Gehazi, what do you think this woman needs? Gehazi said, she's old and she does not have a child. Hallelujah. She never for once came to ask the prophet. She was thinking about the needs of the prophet. And God puts in the heart of the prophet the need of the woman. And her need was met. Hallelujah. So I want us to know that, you know, because it's fear. Many times when somebody say, come and pray for me, I need prayers. You are saying, oh, me too, I need prayers. Because you feel your own needs cannot be abandoned. But there is no one who stands in the gap for others that God will not meet their need. That is a very valid truth that we must accept. So as we are receiving these teachings, it's not just for head knowledge. We must begin to trust God that the same nature that Jesus our Lord has, which is compassion. Scripture said he was coming down from the mountain after teaching and he saw a great multitude. He said they look like sheep without a shepherd and he was moved with compassion. We must be a people like that who are moved with compassion. Many times we like gists more than prayer. You hear about somebody, it is gist, you will gist all through. You will not pray. We enjoy gists more than, and many of those gists, they are burdens. They are actually burdens that should be burnt in incense, as incense to the Lord. I had an experience with Daddy, you know, Daddy Lady, one of the days we were going back home together. You know, and then I got on a call with someone who, you know, was working, we were working on a project together, and the person did a lot of wonderful things that if I tell you to, you'll be like, why would somebody do this? You know, and then I was lamenting and lamenting and lamenting and lamenting. Valid lamentations. Daddy heard all of that, and then the first thing he asked me, he said, have you tried praying for him? It was as if my balloon, they just put pin. Bah! Because I realized that in the bid of my complaints and lamentations, which were very valid, I had not opened my mouth and said, God, this person, why is he doing like this? Have mercy. Show mercy. Anything that is disturbing him, that is making him behave like this, please help him resolve it. I had not prayed. And you know, that thing, you know, it was as if they poured water. When he said it was as if they poured water on my head. I realized that I had been lamenting, complaining, and murmuring, but I had not prayed. All of those things that I was complaining about were actually things that I can take to the Lord and ask the Lord to attend to. Hallelujah. God always loves an intercessor. Why? Because it reminds him of who he is. Every time we stand in the gap and we present a case for God before, a case for someone before the Lord, he reminds the Lord of being a compassionate person. And he will respond. Are we together? So a prayer of intercession is a prayer that we must all begin to harness. I am encouraging us, your own needs will be met. There is no way you stand in the gap that your own needs will be forgotten. God is not an unjust God. Such, if in fact, as you are standing in the gap and angels are attending to other people's things, it's those same angels that will be like, about this person too has need. Are we together? They are constantly hearing your cry. Cry for the church. You are praying before you come for a meeting. You are praying, Father Lord, grant utterance to Pastor Laide. You know, grant utterance to everyone that will be ministering. Father Lord, bless us. Those other needs that you did not talk to the Lord about, God will meet it. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of what? Of God and his righteousness. And he said, every other thing shall be what? Added. An intercessor is someone who seeks first the kingdom of God prevailing. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know, Papa Egin, you know, lastly, you know, one of the things that we see about him, he gives a lot of examples about moments of intercessions that he has had to make. You know, how that he may be in a program. For instance, Papa Egin can be in a program which is an healing meeting, which has nothing to do with intercession. It's just an healing meeting, you know, an healing and impartation meeting. And then he will say, I feel it, brethren, I feel an urge. Please, let's not be distracted. He will say, brethren, I feel an urge to pray, and I need to pray now. And then he will leave whatsoever he's doing right in the middle of the service and pray. He will pray till he receives a note of victory in his spirit. Much, much later, someone will call him and tell him about a thing. That, oh, something is about to happen. Please help us pray. He will just laugh. He will say, I already got it. Hallelujah. He will say, I already got it. It has already been done. The person that is complaining about it may not understand. But Papa Egin has labored in the place of prayer. And afterwards, you will see the result of that prayer. So, we must be a people who are... We are sensitive to burden. God is able to quickly commit burden to us, and we are able to press even in his presence. Are we together? Are we together? So let's carry our burden less and carry the burden of God more. That way, when the Lord is impressing something in our spirit, we will not focus on our own thing. Like our teacher was saying, selflessness must be highly paramount to us. Papa Egin was a selfless being. Many other times, you know, God will put burden in his heart, pray. He will pray through, and the thing will actually come to pass. Are we together? And we can be that people. We can be such a people. We can pray for one another. He said, confess your faults one to one another. Pray for one another. That's what? That you may be healed. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Have we been blessed? Can we begin to appreciate the name of the Lord this morning? Can we bless the name of the Lord? I want us to open our mouths and pray. We must be intentional about praying in this season. Every opportunity for prayer must not pass us by. Let's ask that the Lord, you work compassion in my heart. I will be a person that has compassion. I will be like you. I will be compassionate. I will carry your burden. I will bear my brother's burden. I will bear my sister's burden. I will not be selfish. In this season, you will deliver me from self-centeredness. I will not be overtly concerned about my own needs and forget about the needs of my brethren. In the name of Jesus.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.